Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
After Dave Canales watched the film, and it just same as anyone watching the game, the offense was not working. Bryce Young was simply not playing well enough. And, you know, we have spent a lot of time, we're going to spend a lot of time talking about Bryce Young and the benching and what it means for his future. So much of what Dave Canales, the head coach, needs to do is not just what gives my team the best chance to win, but also what are all the other guys in the locker room who are doing their jobs and trying to play through this too? What do they think? So what happened was Dave Canales watched the film, came to the realization that Bryce Young needed to be sat down, that Andy Dalton, the 36-year-old veteran with plenty of starts under his belt, gave the team a better chance to win.
Hour two, Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. We'll get to Tier Tuesday coming up 15 minutes from now. Misleading. Some thoughts from the Greg Hill Show today. Wiggy very adamant about Bill Belichick and the Manning cast. We'll get to that coming up. Bryce Young benched. We talked about this late in the show, I think in Grab Bag yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
So really at the tail end of the show, the news came out. Bryce Young, the number one overall pick a year ago by the Carolina Panthers, who moved up in the draft.
Oh, they traded a lot.
Traded away a ton. The main particulars, but just know there's more to it. They traded away what eventually became the future number one pick, Caleb Williams, and DJ Moore. They could have held on to DJ Moore and had their pick of the litter at quarterback, Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, even Drake May in this year's draft if they just held off for a year. But they moved up the board. They took Bryce Young.
Two first, two seconds, and DJ Moore.
Yeah. So, like, I mean, there was a crap load in that trade. And I don't know what all those other picks became. I think one of them is an offensive line that
I don't know that I'd be crowing about their
offensive line if I'm the Bears watching Caleb Williams get the crap kicked out of them.
They also get a second round pick next year, which will probably be 33 overall.
Yeah. Well, good point.
You know what I mean?
Right.
It's going to be like the best second round pick.
It's basically another first round pick. And so he's benched, and you can jump in on here on Jones and Keefe, 617-779-7937. I'll give you the numbers quick, Keefe. Through 2 years.
How do you do? Tell me.
Let me tell you quickly. Not very good.
How do you play?
Actually, let me pull this up on it. I want to get his wins and losses here. I only have his raw numbers in front of me.
You got it?
He is in his career 2-16.
All right, so a couple wins.
Not great, Bob.
No, but a couple wins under his belt.
2-14 a year ago.
So two teams lost to Bryce Young. You can look at it that way.
Correct. That's a good point.
He got two dubs.
He's 0-2 this year, so that adds up to 2-16.
Right.
59% of his passes he's completed.
That's low.
In 18 games, he's at 3,100 yards. 11 touchdowns.
Oh, how? Okay.
13 picks.
No.
That's a quarterback rating of 33.4 QBR.
I was going to say, geez.
Quarterback rating 71.
Got it.
Is he the worst first round pick of all time?
He might be the number one overall pick. He very well could be. I was shocked by this news. I really was, because this is a terrible team. And I get what Ian Rapoport's saying. He's like, you got a new coach in there. And at some point, if the rest of the teammates have given up on the guy, like, you're kind of doing a disservice to everybody.
I think that's what's happening. And you have Deontay Johnson on that team who was squawking about it every week in Pittsburgh last year.
But it's just like, you not only took him number one, but to your point, traded all that stuff to take him number one, and it's two games into year two.
Right.
And last year was so bad, but you blamed the coach and you fired the coach. So you have a new coach. This is the guy. He's on his rookie deal. You have him for three more years after this, and you're benching him. I was shocked, because they're not supposed to be very good. So isn't all this year just trying to make sure Bryce Young is all right? And even if you suck this year, then so be it. Then you pull the plug. Then maybe you draft Quinn Ewers, or you start over. You do like a Josh Rosen, Kyler Murray situation.
Yeah.
Maybe you do that. But you don't start Andy Dalton week three. But to answer your question, the only other one that really jumps out, and we're only talking number one picks.
Can I guess?
Yeah.
37937 said it. It's the first one that comes to my mind, too. Jamarcus Russell.
100%. So 2007, the Raiders draft Jamarcus Russell. Now, he ended up starting 25 games.
Uh-huh.
That's more than Bryce Young.
Yep.
And who knows? Bryce Young could come back at some point. But as of right now, if you're writing the book on Bryce Young, it's fewer starts. It is a better quarterback rating, barely. What did you say, 70 and change?
71.
He's 65.2. Now, 1 year, Jamarcus Russell went 5-10. And threw 13 touchdowns to 8 picks.
That's something.
It's better than Bryce Young.
Yeah, it's not good, but it's better than Bryce Young.
Then the following year, he went 2-7, then was out of the league. He had 3 touchdowns, 11 picks in that year. So his rookie year, he barely played, which is kind of shocking. Barely played as a rookie. Then started 15 games his second year, and then 9 games his third year, and then was out of the league.
Yeah, how come we don't hear about Jamarcus Russell when you bring along a quarterback slowly? Brady sat.
Yeah.
Mahomes
Russell,
sat.
What about Russell? Yeah. Russell sat.
So did Jamarcus
Russell.
So real
quick, since 99, because I've just taken the quarterbacks, number one overall picks, so 25 drafts. Tim Couch.
So Couch, I just pulled up Couch's numbers. That's another
not
one
not great, but way better. He had 1 year. Wasn't he not bad or no?
Yeah, so he did have a year where he was... I'm not going to say good, but the Browns were 7-9.
Yeah.
They had another year where they were 8-6. He went 17-21, touchdowns to picks, 18-18. Yeah. He was 64-67 for his career.
All right, but you at least played it. Did he start 3 full seasons?
He started 5 years.
Okay, so
all in Cleveland.
But
yeah.
Like light years better than Bryce Young.
And to your point, they didn't give up a haul to move up to go get him, and neither, I don't think the Raiders did for Russell either.
No. Yeah. Michael Vick in 01, David Carr. In 02. So that'd be another guy we'd have
a
to
bad one.
Take a look at. This is one of the ones that keeps getting brought up about you can get broken. Now, he did stay in the league for 10 years. He started just about every game for Houston, though, for 5 years. So he wasn't a great quarterback, but light years better than Bryce Young.
He was their quarterback.
Yeah,
he was their bad quarterback. Yeah.
Carson Palmer, Eli Manning, Alex Smith, Jamarcus Russell, who we already talked about, Matthew Stafford, Sam Bradford. He had some issues, but he was actually Offensive Rookie of the Year and really more injuries that slowed Bradford down. Cam Newton, Andrew Luck, Jameis Winston, Jared Goff, Baker Mayfield, Kyler Murray, Joe Burrow, Trevor Lawrence, Bryce Young, Caleb Williams. So it's him and Russell.
Since 99, it's him, Russell. Throw Couch on the short list if you want as
Carr,
well.
Right. Well, no, Carr actually was okay. I mean.
By the way, we're getting a lot of texts. 37937, Ryan Leaf. He was the number 2 overall pick.
Yeah, he was the number 2 pick.
We're talking purely the number 1 overall pick. Yeah.
Yeah. Especially because, you know, Ryan Leaf, classic bust. He's one of the faces of being a bust, but he was drafted after Peyton Manning. So the team, the Colts, made the right call. This is also an example of not only did they take Bryce Young, one, they directly took him over CJ Stroud.
Yeah.
So, disaster. Like, you can make a strong case he's the worst one ever. If you want to tell me Jamarcus Russell, fine. I'll take that one, too.
Yeah.
But in their 2 wins last year, they scored a combined 24 points.
There you go.
They won 15-13 over Houston in week 7.
So he beat Stroud.
9-7 over Atlanta.
Stroud was hurt for a chunk of time last year. Was that one of the games Stroud missed?
Maybe.
Interesting. He beat Stroud,
but he beat Houston. Yeah,
Stroud played.
Wow.
So he beat a division winner.
Tough. Makes you rethink C.J. Stroud.
Yeah, maybe not very good.
But the other problem is, you mentioned Stroud. Richardson had a horrible game last weekend, but like it looks like he's a better player than Bryce Young. At least he still has a job.
But also these guys that were bad early or got benched by their teams, a handful of them, they kind of just suck.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think it's a thrown in to the Wolves, because now you're getting into this, like thrown in or like, oh, they had a bad O-line or like they had this, that. It's like, all right, so when did they catch on somewhere else and get good?
Right.
Like other guys like Peyton Manning, we didn't even go back as far as him, but Peyton Manning had a really bad rookie year. That team probably wasn't ready for him, and then he ended up being one of the 10 greatest quarterbacks ever.
Yeah, so did the Panthers ruin him? And this, of course, ties into the Drake May discussion, and you can jump in here on Jones and Keefe, 617-779-7937. A lot of ways you can interact at Jones and Keefe on Twitter and Instagram. You can watch on twitch.tv/BostonWEEI or on YouTube. Subscribe to WEEI. Did the Panthers ruin him, or does he just suck? I think that's a good debate. I'd lean that he sucks. I don't see much out of him where I go, oh my gosh, that's off the charts skill set wise. You compared him to Kyler Murray size wise yesterday.
Size wise, but not
athletic. He doesn't move the same way.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, he might just be bad. And is it a cautionary tale for Drake May? This is the thing you start to hear over and over and over again. The worst thing would be you play Drake May, he's not ready, you got to bench him, he's ruined, and now you have Bryce Young 2.0. Do you think? Do you think that's in the range of outcomes with New England?
I do think one of the reasons why he's not playing is they want more around him. I've kind of been resigned to that fact. It's not what I would do, but I feel like they might be feel as justified with the Bryce Young news as they do watching Caleb Williams and Jaden Daniels and my guy Bo Pix.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think those guys.
Bo Pix.
I think so. You see those guys not playing very well. And they're like, see, we got to give him a minute. Because the Bryce Young thing too, like Carolina might be the worst franchise in sports, and that's not even like hyperbole. Like, what's a worse franchise now? And so, like, they might just there's a chance they just break good players. But I was never sold on Bryce Young anyway. But it'll be curious to see after Andy Dalton, whoever they bring in there, who's that? Like, is that going to be the next? Like, Cleveland ruined all these quarterbacks, and the Jets ruined all these quarterbacks. Like, I feel like Carolina might be that.
So,
but it's also hard to say because I don't think Bryce Young's going to go somewhere else and be really good either.
No. Well, let's see with Dalton, too. I mean, if Carolina all of a sudden looks like a functional offense with Andy Dalton, and they did the one game he started last year, then that's more of an indictment on Young.
That's pretty clear.
And less on what they do and, quote-unquote, ruining a quarterback. So, look, the one thing I'll say about Drake May, from a physical standpoint, he's nothing like Bryce Young.
No.
Bryce Young had a lot working against him. Little, which I'm with you. I'm not anti the little quarterback. I am anti the little quarterback who's unathletic.
Yeah, you got to be like special in some other way.
And can't run. I mean, and can't throw, rather.
Yes.
Like, you know what I mean? Like that's a problem when you don't have any special attributes and you're tiny. Drake May has the arm. He has the athleticism. He has the size. Now, maybe he can't play, but he doesn't have some of the same physical limitations that Bryce Young has. And Bryce Young is another one of these Alabama quarterbacks. And they had a little bit of a comeback. A little bit of a comeback. Tua's been good with weapons in the NFL. I like Jalen Hurts, although Jalen Hurts wasn't a pure Alabama guy.
Yeah, I count him as an Oklahoma guy.
But like,
he really got nasty at Oklahoma.
But like Mac Jones had everything around him. It didn't translate. Same thing with this guy.
Yeah.
And so it's hard to project those. When you have the defense and the offensive line and the
everything.
Five-star wide receivers and Heisman winners.
And the best offensive coordinators in the world.
And then you come to the NFL and you don't have it.
Whoops.
Bryce Young looks like a different player.
Yep.
So you can jump in on this. 617-779-7937. Larry's in the car waiting patiently.
Larry.
Go ahead, Larry.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Great.
This is my problem with all this discussion, and I'm glad Carolina was the lead in. Why do we care about wins and losses? We're not going to Ramondre Stevenson our way to a Super Bowl, and making the playoffs would just be worse.
Larry, making the playoffs would be bad?
You're going to get a worse pick and you're still not going anywhere.
But you're in the playoffs.
Yeah, but like, you're still in the playoffs.
If you're telling me you're a 6 or 7 win team and that's the worst place, fine. We can debate that and argue about that. But I would take the playoffs.
I would take the sacrifice and the draft for
the playoffs. Come
I get what Larry's saying, but you can't start by being like wins and losses don't matter when they literally are the only thing that matter. But I would also say I'm not anti, like in the NBA, there was like 3 seasons as a Celtics fan that you're like, yeah, you need a tank. And they did, and they didn't even really get the picks that they wanted to. Baseball, we've seen a lot of teams do it, and it's a brutal season, and then ultimately it kind of helps you. We talked about this before the year began when we thought the Patriots might be in the mix for the number one pick, and they still could be in the mix for the number one pick. It's too long a season, and the nature of the sport, you don't do it now. You try to win as many games as possible, and then if the last 3 weeks of the season, you're like, well, actually,
bingo.
If we lose now, but even then, it's more for like the quarterback, or it'd be like that, which isn't even the case for this team right now. Win as many games as you can. I don't think it's going to be a lot, but you're trying to win the games right now.
If you're a 2-win team in December, let's start talking about tanking and trying to improve your draft pick, and I'll get on board with it.
But like, play it out.
They should be 2-0 with a chance to go to 3-0 on Thursday Night Football. I don't know why we're talking about tanking and why wins aren't important. 617-779-7937. It's Tuesday, so power rankings are coming out around the NFL. ESPN is the Patriots 25th. I like Florio, Pro Football Talk. He had the Patriots 25th as well. He said they're still a lot better than anyone expected, mainly because everyone expected them to stink.
All right.
Fair enough.
Take it.
Looking over some of the power rankings, I think we all know where Carolina is going to wind up. Let's get to our own power rankings, our own version of it, in Tier Tuesday on Jones and Keefe.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? an easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the Snacktime MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
2 weeks in the books, Jones.
Yep.
Two weeks of the NFL season have been complete after last night's Falcons comeback win over the Eagles. So why don't we freshen up the tiers? And what we've decided to do is we have come up with the tiers off air, because sometimes that can take 20 minutes on its own.
Yeah, yeah, a lot of negotiating, right. A lot of horse trading, a lot of back and forth.
There's always an opportunity, if the mood strikes, to add tiers or subtract tiers.
Oh, but in real time.
In real time. Ooh. That is allowed. But right now we have 7 tiers going into today. We have Super Bowl favorites at the top, just a bit outside. That would be the second tier. That means
contenders.
They're just a bit outside.
Just a bit outside.
Thank you, Harry, of being Super Bowl favorites. The third tier, now maybe we can even move this around, but right now we have frisky. Team's frisky like a cat.
That sounds frisky.
Put them third. No QB is fourth. There might be a few that, you know, are like, hey, I like that team, but I'm not really sure
what's
about the
up with the quarterback.
Do it to the other team.
Bo Pix.
Bo Pix.
Possibly.
I don't think Bo Pix is going to be on that tier.
Another tier is could be worse.
Okay.
You know, meaning the team could be worse.
Yeah.
We have number two pick watch. Who's on the clock for the number two pick?
Yep.
Because at the bottom, I want to call it Bryce Young was here. That'll be the last bottom tier.
Great.
Because nobody seems worse than, not to tip our hand too much, but the Carolina Panthers seem like the worst outfit right now.
They might need their own separate tier. Yeah.
So that's what we got right now. Those are the 7 tiers that these teams can fall into. Let's have Billy toss out the teams, and then we'll start tiering them.
AFC East, the Buffalo Bills.
So the Buffalo Bills, Jones, I think are a little bit better than I thought through 2 weeks. I thought it was going to be more of a down year. Josh Allen doesn't have a lot going around, but they just worked the Dolphins. And even before Tua suffered his latest concussion, he was playing horribly. That offense was doing nothing. So they had a comeback win against Arizona, then an impressive win on a Thursday night against Miami. Are they a Super Bowl favorite?
I have them Super Bowl favorite. Okay. I think, and trust me, I've talked about the division being in play, but I'm with you. Buffalo's look really good through 2 weeks.
Yep.
I mean, shaky, I guess, if you will, against Arizona, but they won that one on the back of Josh Allen.
Yeah.
They won last week on the back of defense and the running game.
Mm-hmm.
They feel balanced. I'd put Buffalo on that top tier Super Bowl favorites.
Miami Dolphins.
I say no quarterback.
Well, that's kind of hurtful and right.
Drop back. Do it to the other team.
I mean,
it's kind of correct that he literally just got knocked out.
And
Skylar Thompson and Snoop Huntley for the foreseeable future.
It's probably unfair to the Dolphins, because if Tua comes back in December, they have their quarterback, I guess, but
they're not putting him on the IL yet, or IR. IL's baseball.
I thought they were going to. Maybe they haven't officially done it yet. I thought that came out the other day.
Maybe I was reading fake news.
Could be a little bit of fake news, mm-hmm. But look. He can come back in December or late in the year, but what's he going to look like? I would put them on the no QB tier.
All right.
Patriots.
All right. Well, listen, they could really fall into a variety. They're 1-1. They should be 2-0.
Uh-huh.
They don't throw the receivers.
Nope.
Good running game.
Yep.
They can run it on you.
Sure.
Quarterback's not turning it over.
Well,
right?
There is that. Yeah.
Has he turned it over to him?
No, he has not.
He's not turned it over.
Tried to.
The defense, did look good week one.
Sure.
Week two, made some adjustments, but then situationally kind of let the team down a little bit.
Not great.
Could be worse.
Could be worse.
Or number two pick watch.
No.
Could be worse.
I think they're out of the mix. They're not going to be so bad as some of these other teams.
Right.
They're definitely not Carolina bad.
No, God, no.
They're not as bad as some of these. I think there could be worse. Are they
as high up as no QB?
No.
Not yet.
A win on
Thursday, Keith, you could bump up a
Keith,
tier.
If they won, I would have been pushing for Frisky.
Favorite.
I would have been pushing for Frisky.
Oh, yeah, Frisky. Yeah.
They're a frisky little team. If they win, they didn't. So let's keep them just a bit outside.
Could be
I
worse.
Think that's fine.
All right.
I'm sorry. Not just a bit outside. Sorry.
No, could be worse.
Could be worse.
Could be worse. Just
yes.
Yeah.
Please.
Crazy.
Way ahead of ourselves.
Look at that.
Yeah.
New York Jets.
All right. Well, this is the team that you and I differ on the most.
Yeah. So I'm a could be worse. I would put them right where the Patriots are. Could be worse. Because they could be worse.
They could be worse.
All gas.
They might not have
no brakes. I don't love their coach.
They might not have a quarterback.
Are they no QB? He threw a couple tugs, though, right? He's been throwing, what, he got 3 touchdowns this year?
They might be no QB. I would argue for could be worse. Where would you put him? Frisky? You feel like you're a frisky guy over there.
I think they're frisky.
Okay. So how do we settle that? Billy breaks the tie?
Billy, what do you think? Or do we just put him into no QB? They're not really a no QB.
Yeah,
the whole point of them would be their quarterback.
Billy, are they frisky or are they could be worse?
Could be worse.
Yeah! Frisky tier Jets.
Son of a gun.
You don't belong there.
Big game coming up on Thursday. Something's got to give. Thursday night.
It's got to give.
Somebody takes an L there, you gotta go down.
Yeah, you got to drop down. Yeah, it's true.
Drop down
and
a tier.
They tie.
Yeah.
They might.
Ooh, tie, you can
this
stay.
Has got they're ripe for a tie.
0-0.
It's good defense.
Yeah, I know it is.
That's nice.
AFC North.
What are the North? The Baltimore Ravens.
Man.
I'm going to keep them just a bit outside.
Yeah, at bet, they're 0-2 right now, aren't they? Like, they're not a Super Bowl favorite. They haven't played like that at all.
To me, I would knock them down a tier from the Super Bowl favorite, which is where I would have had them last go-around. I think where we did have them last go-around. I think they're still a contender, though, so just a bit outside.
Yeah. Just a bit outside.
I know they're 0-2.
Yeah.
You want to go lower?
Well, I don't know if
they're not
necessarily frisky, and they're not no QB.
Right. Could be worse.
Do you put them in only QB? Make a new tier? Like, they got Lamar. That's kind of it.
That's all they have?
That's all they have is Lamar.
You want to make a new tier?
I think maybe a new tier.
Only QB. I like it.
Only QB.
Only QB.
And so that'll go above no QB, right?
Yeah.
Because at least you have the
below
QB.
Below Frisky.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like this. They only have a quarterback.
Only QB. Because just a bit outside, based on the start that they're on, I feel is like a little strong for
them. Okay, but teams come from 0-2 and make the playoffs all the time.
This is also a tier Tuesday following week two.
Yeah,
we're not. You know, we don't know what week 8.
Yeah, we're not projecting here, Jones. Come on,
we're not projecting.
Fair enough.
We're looking back.
Only QB.
Only QB. Baltimore Ravens,
which I would watch.
Just a quarterback.
Yeah, only QBs.
Just run around.
Yeah.
10 bucks a month, no problem.
Exactly.
Cincinnati's work on grip.
Well,
mostly grip stuff. Let me see.
Oh yeah, work that ball. Break that ball.
Look
in.
At that.
Get it in.
That's the right amount of air in there.
The Cincinnati Bengals.
Okay, well, now that we have a new tier, are they also only QB?
Right now they're not much else.
Only QB.
Only QB.
Great. I was going to jam them into just a bit outside,
but
now that we
it's
have
too
this
high.
New tier.
Yeah. It's too high for them.
Only QB.
Only QB.
Which I'd still watch.
The Browns.
No QB.
No QB.
No QB.
That's a team.
In
that's
your face.
Sans QB.
Yeah, no
chop
QB.
Back. Do it to the other team.
Yeah, I feel like they kind of have a lot of other stuff. Yeah. No QB.
All right.
Deshaun Watson stinks.
Pittsburgh Steelers.
Ooh.
That's
frisky.
A frisky.
That's frisky.
That's
oh
a
my
frisky
God.
Ass team.
You can call that. Yeah. Oh, yeah. They are frisky as it gets.
Frisky
as the day is long.
They're on their backup quarterback. They're 2-0.
Frisky.
That's a frisky. That's
well
like
coached.
The definition of a frisky team
that's
right there.
That's a
good
operation
in
Pittsburgh.
Yep.
All right. Heading to the south, the Houston Texans.
Kay. Houston Texans maybe just a bit outside? Are you like a more than that? Oh, you dog. They didn't look great against the Bears.
Okay. Their defense is so much better than I thought.
Yeah.
I trust the offense. I would argue Super Bowl favorites. You want to go a tier lower.
I think they're just a bit outside right now.
Okay. I can meet you just a bit
right there?
I mean, look, Super Bowl favorites was a plant my flag.
That's strong.
Aggressive.
That is. It's a take.
Campaign. It's a take. Yeah. Let's stick with just a bit outside.
Yeah, let's just easy.
Yeah,
on the Texans.
It's only week two.
The Colts.
Colts.
Could be worse.
Could be worse.
Are they no QB?
Oh, they might be no QB.
I'm going to stick with could be worse.
Yeah, let's put them down. They're in the Pats tier.
Yeah.
Right past Jets, Colts. They're
that's a toss-up. Those three teams,
coin toss.
Round robin that thing, they're all 1-1.
I agree.
Yeah.
Jacksonville Jaguars.
Okay.
They kind of blow.
Okay.
I think they could be number two pick watch.
Oh.
I think they're that bad right now. Or do you like them in no QB?
I think they're no QB, Keith. Yeah, Trevor Lawrence has lost 7 straight games.
Oof.
I think they might be no QB. Like, that's
so that's above could be worse.
Yeah, so that's a problem.
But
so it's Mac Jones. The tier is Mac Jones.
Mac Jones. A new tier. No, we can't do that.
We can Mac Jones that tier.
Or do we? Or do
Mac
we
Jones
put,
watch?
No, not Mac Jones watch. I'm not going to put Mac Jones in our tier. We're not going to do that.
And to watch.
Maybe we just watch. Leave him in no QB, right? Because I think it's more fitting and it's more of a shot. Because right now you have the Dolphins who lost their quarterback.
It's a shot at Trevor Lawrence.
Watson and Lawrence are like, come on, guys.
No QB.
Figure it out.
He's been terrible. That team's been terrible. He's been no QB.
Yeah.
Okay.
Tennessee Titans.
Easy.
Titans.
Number one pick watch.
Number two pick watch. Yeah, Will Levis is bad. Because even they don't have a QB, but they don't have much else. They're kind of a mess.
And to watch.
They could be no QB, but
it's too high. I think
too high as well.
Brian Callahan thinks no QB.
He hates Will Levis so much. Does he hate him?
But does Will Levis get benched? Who do they have behind him?
Not Malik Willis anymore.
Yeah,
they
not
don't
Tannehill.
Have Malik Willis. Let me effort that. They have.
Whoa, good question. Who is the backup quarterback in Tennessee?
Mason Rudolph from the Blitzburg Steelers.
No wonder they keep rolling out Levis.
They're kind of stuck.
Okay.
All right.
I think it's number two pick watch.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay.
AFC West, the Denver Broncos.
The Denver Broncos.
Your guy, Bo Picks. I want to make you say it.
Chop back, do it to the other team.
I don't know. That's the no
QB
tier.
He broke it. They asked him what happened on the pick, and he explained it.
Yeah, it's very detailed.
He dropped back, threw it to the other team in the end zone.
What about the sack where he didn't get hit and fell over?
He's off to a slow start, Nick. Like, I don't know why you guys have to harp on it. He's off to a slower start. It happens all the time. Look at Troy Aikman's first couple of games. The guy won 3 Super Bowls.
Yeah, it's true. Number two pick watch? Yeah. They're that bad.
They're that bad.
They're going to be drafting a quarterback next year. They're that bad.
No, stop.
Maybe.
They need a lot of help.
Number two pick watch.
They need an offensive line.
You haven't
heard that before.
Any running backs?
Backs.
Wide receivers.
Wide outs.
Quarterback.
Defense? Not enough. They got other problems. A lot of problems.
Number,
they need a new coach.
Number two pick
Get
watch.
Sean Payton out of there.
Chiefs.
Super Bowl favorites.
Yep, they're
Come
back
on.
Up there.
Can I just tell you?
Yeah, please.
We were negotiating off the air. My waivers run at noon.
Yeah.
Carson Steele is our pickup of the week in fantasy, brought to you by Cars for Kids. Easiest way to get rid of your old car. Donate today. Your car can be picked up tomorrow. Donate now, carsforkids.com. That's Cars with a K. I think he's the number one pickup, but is he like burn your top waiver priority on that? If you're number one in waivers, like you don't have to get in.
I think he's a huge boomer bust. First of all, great name.
Carson Steele is a nice name.
He has been added by 2 million people right now.
Yeah.
Find him on OnlyFans, I would imagine.
So Carson Steele.
I bet you could.
So he is a classic boomer bust to me.
Hey, ladies.
Yeah.
Somebody order a pizza. I'm Carson Steele.
Isaiah Pacheco out 6 to 8 weeks.
Yeah.
So if he takes over, great. You're the number one back in Kansas City. But they also have Samaje Perine, who's had some big games with Cincinnati when Mixon got hurt in years past. He has the NCAA record for most rushing yards in a game.
Wow.
I don't know if that matters.
Like that.
And there's apparently interest in Kareem Hunt, who was really good in Kansas City.
Yeah, so look.
Might be a crowded backfield. Plus, I don't know if he's going to be the every down guy.
I think you want to add him if he's out there.
I'm trying to take him.
But am I using my number one waiver priority? Or if you do fab, am I spending like a big chunk of my budget? I'm not. Which means I'm probably not getting him.
No.
But there you go. He's our number one ad. Chiefs are Super Bowl favorites. Who are our other AFC West teams?
Yes. The Raiders.
Oh.
Blow.
Yeah?
Yeah.
They went into Baltimore and beat him. That's a
True.
Frisky team.
Oh, you like him? Frisky?
I think that's a frisky team. They also could be no QB.
I do like Gardner. No. What? Gardner Minshew?
I like him too, but
Gardner Minshew.
But like if they had a real quarterback.
No, Devontae Adams had a good he had a really good game. There was
Hey baby. You wanna come take a ride with the Mississippi Mud flat?
I mean, I do like that.
Yeah, no, they're frisky.
That's a frisky team.
That's a pretty frisky team.
Yep.
Last team of the West of the Chargers.
Oh. I think they're frisky too.
Frisky.
I like them.
Yeah.
I kinda like them.
Yeah.
Harbaugh. I get them in the playoffs.
I was going to say, if you wanted to negotiate them up to just sit outside, I'd listen. But let's start with Frisky.
Well, because
they beat Carolina last
week. I was going to say, they haven't had a murderer's row thus far, so I'll take. But they beat the Raiders, right? Wasn't their first game? They already beat the Raiders.
Yeah, maybe
yeah, it was particularly close.
They're high up in the Frisky tier as well.
All right, high on the Frisky tier.
Yeah.
All right, I like that.
Okay, NFC East, the Dallas Cowboys.
I'd say still just a bit outside. That's a team that they're going to be a playoff team.
They're 1-1.
Just a bit outside.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
Not Super Bowl favorite by any means.
No, not a
but
Super Bowl.
But probably above Frisky. Yeah. They don't really fit the definition
of Frisky.
They're not Frisky. They can't be.
They're not could be worse. No. They have a quarterback.
Yeah.
Quarterback only. No, they have CeeDee Lamb and right. Parsons. And yeah, they're just a bit
outside. Just about. That's fine.
Yeah.
New York Giants.
Ooh. Number two pick watch.
Oh, that is a real bad team.
Yeah.
Could this year get any worse?
They just lost to the Commanders.
Yeah, they did in a game in which they didn't allow a touchdown and they scored three touchdowns.
The first team to ever do it.
First time it's happened in regulation in NFL history.
Brian Daboll is about to get fired.
It was a good pick by you.
Daboll's not going to finish the year there.
Okay.
So, yeah.
They're number two pick watch.
Philadelphia Eagles.
So, just an absolute blunder last night. They were winning that game, should have won that game. Couple things. They shouldn't have thrown the ball, but Saquon Barkley also should have caught the ball. And then they could have had like a little bit of resistance on that final drive to Kirk Cousins. They decided not to.
No, they didn't even cover Drake.
They laid down and died.
Yeah.
And so they probably going to be just a bit outside.
That's right.
Right.
Just a bit outside. Similar to Dallas. I don't really see any other place to put them, but I haven't loved what I've seen out of them in either of the first two games.
Okay.
Washington Commanders.
Now, they got the aforementioned win over the Giants. The Commanders, nobody in this division is 2-0, right?
Nope.
So the Commanders are 1-1.
I'm ready to put them. It could be worse. I'll reward them for a win. Could be worse. They graduate from number two pick watch to could be worse.
They could be worse.
Yeah. That's they could true. Be worse.
They could definitely be worse.
Jaden Daniels could be worse.
All
right. Now, right to the north, the Chicago Bears.
Bears.
Bears would be, could
be worse.
Could be worse.
Could be worse.
And they're not frisky.
They're not frisky.
Can
hard
we do,
to say on the QB.
Can we do defense only?
That's all they got.
Defense
like old school
only.
Bears.
Yeah, it's a good defense.
Old school Bears. Yeah, they could be worse, though.
Okay, the Lions.
Lions.
This is similar to the Eagles and Cowboys.
Just a bit outside.
I still have them just a bit outside, but I don't like what I've seen at all. At all.
How can you?
They should have lost week one.
Yeah.
To the Rams, and they did lose.
So they're just a bit outside, but arrow pointing down.
Yeah,
they are bottom
of the tier.
They're falling apart.
Okay. Bottom tier could be worse.
I got that.
Green Bay Packers.
So, are they no QB, or is that too low for them? Are they frisky? Without the quarterback, they're frisky now.
I was going to put them just a bit outside. Let's go no QB for the time being. You want to do that?
No QB?
Yeah, I mean, they looked awfully frisky without Jordan Love last week.
They got to win.
Lost with Jordan Love.
They scored
with
16
Malik Willis.
Points.
Thinking man emoji.
Oh, what does it mean?
Let's go no QB. That's a temporary probation, no QB.
Okay,
let's do that.
Fair.
Minnesota Vikings.
That's a frisky team.
I was going to say, Minnesota, they're 2-0 right now.
That's a well-coached, frisky team. I don't know how long it's going to last, but they're 2-0. They beat the Niners.
Yeah. Skull!
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 Skull! That's a frisky team.
All right, good.
Okay,
good.
To the south, the Atlanta Falcons.
Big win last night.
You like that?
I did.
You like that?
I really liked it.
I did like that quite a bit. Now, week one, they lost a ugly game to what is already a frisky team, maybe the leader of the frisky teams, the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yeah.
But then they beat Philly on Monday night in Atlanta, and Kirk Cousins, or in Philly, and Kirk Cousins looked a lot better than he did in week one.
They emphasized this on the broadcast. He was under center. He was moving around better. So
are they frisky?
I think they're frisky.
They might be frisky.
That's a frisky team.
That's frisky.
I think we got a lot of frisky teams
coming
up.
Well, yeah, it's a frisky league.
Yeah, it's a very frisky league. That's true.
Carolina Panthers.
Oh.
They are in Bryce Young was here. That is right now.
It's their own tier.
Their own tier.
You like that?
They are so bad. They are dead last. They
have this year get any
No, it cannot.
We have seven or eight tiers. They're at the bottom tier all
they have
alone
been
by themselves.
Outscored this season 73-13.
That's better than I would have thought.
That is a minus 60, which is nobody is near that.
And they benched the quarterback.
A's of football.
Yep. Yeah, they benched their quarterback who they mortgaged their whole future for. They're on their own tier. Who do we have left?
The Saints.
Okay. They're just a bit outside, Keith.
Really?
They're
lighting it up.
No one stopped their offense yet.
Clint Kubiak.
Look, you said this to me earlier.
Genius.
We're not predicting anything.
No, we're not.
It's through 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
They're just a bit outside.
Set it up. Okay.
Clint Kubiak. Patriots should have had him here. That offense is great. Just a bit outside.
Just a bit outside.
All right, thank you.
Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Also just a bit outside. They have to be. They're 2-0. They just beat your Lions.
I was going to say frisky, but if you want to put them up there, let's go.
Baker Mayfield, people have counted him out.
This is Baker Mayfield love purely
from Keith. I love Baker Mayfield, but they're 2-0.
I'll go just a bit outside. Fine.
Because they beat the Lions, and then who did they beat week one?
Beat the Lions.
Stock, Commanders.
In Detroit.
Commanders, but they beat them pretty good.
Yeah.
So, all right.
Fine. Good. Just a bit outside.
Okay, to the west and the Arizona Cardinals.
Are they
frisky?
They might be frisky.
They're frisky. They almost beat Buffalo.
That's right.
They whomped the Rams.
Oh, they did. They destroyed the Rams. They took the soul of the Rams.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
I mean, frisky.
They are frisky.
Frisky with an arrow pointing up.
Marvin Harrison Jr.,
this
folks.
This is Beckett.
Hello.
If this is a Beckett magazine, arrow up.
Green arrow.
Big time. Green like arrow. That. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
LA Rams.
I kind of want to put them number two pick watch, but they're probably
like hospital because the whole team is hurt.
Could be watched.
Could be worse.
I mean, yeah.
Could be watched. Let's put them in could be worse.
Could be worse.
Could be worse.
Yeah.
Not much worse. Puka Nacua and Cooper Kupp are hurt.
Their own tier is not a bad idea for them,
that's
though.
True.
Ambulance. Mm-hmm. But yeah, could be
the amber lamps.
Yeah. Rambulance?
Rambulance.
Nice. Rambulance.
Yeah. Do we do Rambulance?
New tier? Rambulance.
All right, where does that fall? In between could be worse and no QB?
Yeah.
Like above that?
Yeah.
Above could be worse?
I think
below.
No, it should be below could be worse.
Below could be worse?
And above number two pick watch.
Rambulance. Below could be worse.
Okay. Rambulance. I'm going to have to add that. All right. Yeah. Very good.
Yeah, Bill?
To the 49ers.
They're still Super Bowl favorites, I think.
What?
You don't think so?
Oh.
I mean, they lost to the Vikings. They lost McCaffrey and Debo.
Lost to the Vikings in Minnesota. They beat the Jets, who you hate.
I do hate.
They actually play the Rambulance. I almost would put them in the Rambulance. McCaffrey's down.
You want to put them in the Rambulance?
Debo and McCaffrey are gone.
Pop the Niners in the Rambulance. I like
in
it.
The Rambulance.
Get in there, Niners.
I think you guys have to go there.
Who's our last
team? You're in a little bit of timeout.
Last but not least, the Seahawks.
All right.
Frisky?
Are the Seahawks frisky? That's what everybody wants to know. They just came in and beat a really good Patriots team.
I think they're frisky.
They beat the Broncos, so they beat Bo Nix and Jacoby Brissett. That makes them frisky.
Where else are you going to put them?
They're
not just a bit outside.
They're not only QB. They're not no QB.
They're definitely not the Rambulance.
They might be frisky.
Frisky.
They're 2-0. They're 2-0. Let's celebrate 2-0.
Frisky by default.
All right, so this is what we have. Super Bowl favorites after this exercise. Only the Chiefs and the Bills.
Nobody in the NFC.
No.
Nice.
Just a bit outside, we have the Texans, Cowboys, Eagles, Lions, Saints, Bucks. The frisky teams, which is the biggest tier.
Maybe my favorite tier.
Steelers,
yeah.
Chargers,
uh-huh. Raiders,
Vikings, Falcons, Cardinals, Seahawks. A lot of birds. Three different birds.
It's a
dirty bird, an osprey.
Well-known frisky being is what a bird is.
And
yeah.
a cardinal, which I see in my backyard all the time.
All the time.
Only QB. Ravens, Bengals, Lamar and Burrow.
Oh, only QB. I'm sorry. Yes, only QB.
No QB. Dolphins, Browns, Jags, Packers.
Okay.
Could be worse. Patriots, Jets, Colts, Commanders, Bears.
Mm-hmm.
The Rambulance is the Rams and the Niners.
Okay. I really like that the Niners are in there. Yeah, I like that.
Number two pick watch,
yep.
Titans, Broncos, Giants.
Yeah, stink, stink, stink.
And Bryce Young was here, Panthers.
Could this year get any
I think we crushed it.
I think we did a pretty good job.
I'll be honest, that's really good stuff.
The Super Bowl favorites feels a bit light, but I think we did a pretty good job.
No,
That's all right. We got a lot of time to sort that out. Yeah, it's the league's fault. That's not our fault.
Uh-huh.
Tier Tuesday here on Jones and Keith. You can give your thoughts on it, 617-779-7937 or 37937. It's how you text the show. We have Tom E. Curran, Tommy Tuesdays.
Okay.
Tommy Curran from NBC Sports Boston coming your way at high noon. We'll get to misleading. Thoughts from the Greg Hill Show. Wiggy has some very pointed takeaways about Bill Belichick on the Manning cast and what it means for his future. We'll get to that next.
It's time for Misleading.
You've heard the leads on the Greg Hill Show. You've heard these?
Of course I have.
I don't think they lead well.
Would you have gone with Shimes over yours?
Damn, I don't even remember what mine was, so.
On Jones and Keith.
Misleading each and every day at this time on Jones and Keith. WEEI, we revisit the Greg Hill Show. Some of it jumps out today. This was Wiggy's lead. Bill Belichick on the Manning cast last night. Wiggy listened to it. And his big takeaway was Bill wants to coach again. Because when you were really getting into some of the discussion about the game, and I saw a few of the various clips go viral. I know you mentioned this earlier, Keith. I didn't watch the Manning cast, but I saw a few of the clips. He had a funny comment about Arthur Blank and how Arthur Blank was on the sideline when it was 28-3. He had a less funny joke about how he's got a dartboard for Eli Manning and Nick Foles.
Yep, hilarious.
But he also had a good line about Ray McCloud, who I was kind of surprised. It wasn't like a hard punch or anything, but he punched Gardner Johnson, I think, right in the helmet. And Bill had some comments about that. Like, hey, I hope he's happy with himself. I don't think anybody else in Atlanta is.
Yep.
Wiggy's big takeaway from that is that Bill misses coaching, and you could tell by listening to the Manning cast.
Yeah, I would agree with Wiggy. I mean, I think just him taking all these jobs was kind of he wants to be back in the league. You know, I think he had to have been surprised that he didn't get a job. Remember going back to the awkward press conference of Robert and Bill where Bill didn't take any questions and then Robert did like later.
2 hours later.
Yeah, it was like a really weird thing. But they both kind of were coming across as though Bill was going to coach again. And whether it was Atlanta or somewhere else, it didn't happen. And I think Bill probably realized, all right, I have a better chance of coaching next year if I stay around the game than if I disappear. Especially when you're an older coach and you're gone. I think a lot of teams or a lot of GMs would be like, well, he's however many years old, and he wasn't even around football last year. So, no, he's taking that to the extreme. He's like, all right, I'm not coaching, but I'm working for every single network. I'm on all the time. I'm on every show,
I'm on
every
cool
podcast.
I'm on with McAfee. The
I'm on Instagram now. Like, so that's his plan, I think. Now, I don't know if it's going to work. You know, I think you see, you know, I mentioned how last night the Falcons responded in the locker room after their win to Raheem Morris in a way where I don't think you would have seen that with them circling around Bill Belichick.
Right.
Also, you know what I noticed too about Bill last night? One of the clips that was tweeted out was he was asked about, I think, the Super Bowl against Atlanta. I mean, it's funny. It was Atlanta and Philly, two teams that he played Super Bowls against, but I think it was the Atlanta Super Bowl, and he made sure to bring up how much credit Matt Patricia, Josh McDaniels, and Joe Judge deserve.
Hmm.
And I was like, okay.
You see Patricia on the field before the game? Patricia was
the
like
Patriots
there with
game
him.
Or this game? Oh, no, this game. Yeah, yeah. This game.
The Monday night game last night.
I saw Eagles fans being like, why is this guy allowed anywhere
seriously
near this team?
Like what was he? Did he just follows Bill around?
But it's weird. Yes.
He's just I mean, I know he's doing the pot, but like literally he's traveling and following Bill around, that's so weird.
It's so weird. But I feel like if he goes and coaches somewhere, he's going to take those three guys with him. And he was like, he took an opportunity on the Manning cast to like compliment those guys.
That
was my point. Because when they come in, because you know, people that aren't Patriots fans and they're just general NFL fans, they know those guys as failed head coaches. They're like, that's the worst Lions coach, the worst Giants coach, the worst Broncos and Raiders coach ever. That's what and not like, oh, they were good coordinators. So Bill wanted to make sure to point out like how good a job those guys did.
Don't you think, and I agree with you, I don't know if this experiment by Bill is going to work. I don't know if anybody's going to hire him. But don't you think all those guys would be working for him in Atlanta if he got the job?
Yes.
Me too.
No, of course.
And by the way, the shot at Arthur Blank, you know why Bill's taking shots at Arthur Blank.
He didn't get that gig. He thought he was going to get the gig.
Because he thought he had the gig lined up and he didn't get it. So he's salty about that.
Sounds like Blank's the only one who did want him, but he actually listened to his people.
And he listened to his football people. Yeah. You know, who Falcons won last night. I don't know how good they look, but they won last night. I do give Bill or want to give Bill a little bit of credit. Let's see if this lasts all week. He was on McAfee yesterday. I'm like, I'm sure he'll be ripping the Patriots for the blocked field goal, for their defensive breakdown on the Metcalf touchdown. Didn't hear it. I didn't hear anything about it on the Manning cast. And so Bill,
is he telling all his jobs like, hey, I can't talk about the Patriots?
I mean, maybe.
It's so weird.
And that is weird, but I would respect it more than what I anticipated he was going to do.
Only after losses.
Which is ignore the Patriots when they win and then rip them after they lose. So let's see if Bill survives the week doing that. But I'll give him a little bit of credit if that's how Bill handles it. And I'm sure he misses coaching.
But this
week
also has to change, right? Like when you play on Thursday night primetime, like it's one thing to sort of like all the games on Sunday, pick three or four to talk about. But they only play in primetime once, right? The Patriots, this Thursday?
This is it, unless they get flexed, which I don't anticipate.
So in one of Bill's next jobs, you're not going to talk about the Thursday game? Like, I think you kind of have to.
Yeah.
Plus, if the Patriots, this is sort of like a, you know, if the Patriots beat the Jets, then Robert Saleh is that much closer to getting canned.
Yeah.
Bill's going to be a candidate there. But if the Patriots lose, it's like, all right, the shine's kind of come off after week one. Now they're 1-2. Like,
yeah, he's got stuff to lean in on either way.
It's an interesting week for Bill Belichick.
It is, who also, you know, notoriously hates the Jets, or at least used to.
Right.
Until maybe he needs them. 37937, is this true? He took a shot at Mayo at the end for clock management? Did he do that? Like when they were talking about Sirianni on the Manning cast, did he take a shot at Mayo?
I didn't watch Manning cast.
Maybe. Somebody verify that for
me. We're efforting.
And I don't mean Billy and Nick back there.
Bill only did the first half.
So I have no idea. I'm just telling you what one text said. Let's see if we get more feedback on that. If you're watching the Manning cast, did Bill take a shot? 617-779-7937. That's misleading. We revisit the Greg Hill show. Wiggy thinks Bill wants to coach again. Do you agree? Do you disagree? And do you think a team's going to take the plunge? Because I'm not sure they will. You can jump in here on the phones. And it's not just a Tier Tuesday.
Oh, no.
Which you posted, right? At Keefe21.
That's
on
right.
Twitter.
Yep.
If you missed any of the tiers, you want to go
Jones
check those
Keefe
out.
Jones and Keefe on Instagram.
Where'd we settle on the Patriots? Frisky? No. Could be worse.
No. Could be worse. But they're above a few teams. They're on a tier with a bunch of other teams, including the Jets.
They're above Carolina, and they're out of the number two pick watch.
Not bad.
Which is nice for them.
Not bad.
So if you missed out on those tiers, at Keefe21, we'll get them up on the show account as well. We also have a Tommy Tuesday. Tommy Curran, NBC Sports Boston, joins us next.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Horse rat pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.